Hey there, welcome back. I'm your host, and today we're diving into an essential topic for anyone creating content on YouTube, thumbnails. Have you ever clicked on a video because of its title instead of its image? If so, you're definitely not alone. Thumbnails play a massive role in attracting viewers, acting like the cover of a book or the sign outside a store. If that first impression doesn't grab attention and communicate value, people will just scroll right past it. Now, here's a striking fact. Thumbnails can drive up to 90% of your click-through rate, or CTR. In 2025, figuring out how to improve that isn't just guesswork anymore. It's all about smart data combined with AI. If your CTR is low, it's often the thumbnail's fault, but don't worry, you can turn it around without getting lost in a design rabbit hole. So, why are your YouTube thumbnails getting ignored? It's not necessarily that they're bad. They might just be blending into a sea of sameness. On mobile, where decisions are made in microseconds, low contrast can make your image wash out. Busy backgrounds can bury your subject. And tiny text? Forget it, it just blurs. Neutral faces don't grab attention either. What happens? The algorithm may surface your video, but viewers' eyes slide right past it. Here's the data. High contrast palettes can boost CTR by up to 30% compared to low contrast options. Bold, readable fonts can increase clicks by 25%, and emotive facial expressions in thumbnails generate over 35% more engagement than neutral or faceless images. Creators are seeing these improvements firsthand, and the numbers back them up. When you sharpen these three dials, contrast, clarity, and emotion, your video performance really takes off. Now let's talk about the first 48 hours after you post your video. Those first couple of days are golden for feedback. If your CTR dips below 4% or even 3% after 48 hours, that's a clear signal to tweak your thumbnail. Don't wait around for a week to see what happens. The creators who succeed in 2025 are the ones who make quick adjustments, test variations, and let the best images rise to the top. You might be wondering what actually drives CTR on YouTube thumbnails. Here's the deal. CTR is all about emotion and clarity, multiplied by context. Viewers are more likely to click if they feel something and immediately understand what they're going to get. High contrast edges, bold text, and human faces are powerful tools for guiding attention and reducing cognitive load. Try this 3-second scan test. Open your thumbnail at phone size, glance at it for 3 seconds, and ask yourself a few questions. What is this video about? Where should my eye go first? Can I read the text without squinting? If the answers aren't clear, viewers are going to keep scrolling. That's just how our brains work. They're naturally lazy. Strong thumbnails do the heavy lifting so viewers don't have to. And let's be real, emotion isn't optional. Emotive expressions signal a story. Cues like surprise or triumph get clicks because they promise a payoff. Data shows that emotive faces win over neutral ones by 35%. So even in tutorial videos, I finally fixed X beats how to fix X, especially when it features a high contrast close-up of your facial reaction. Now, for those of you who might not love being on camera, don't fret. You can test hands plus result or close-ups of objects with bold text overlays. Let AI compare your face versus no face versions to see what resonates best. Speaking of AI, let's discuss how it's revolutionizing YouTube thumbnails. In 2025, AI work doesn't just create pretty pictures, it analyzes the anatomy of attention. These smart systems evaluate color contrast, text legibility, facial emotion, subject isolation, and even where a viewer's eye lands first.